Last week on the show, we spoke to Pentecostal pastor Richard Gazowski, who's trying to make a sci-fi blockbuster movie out of the biblical story of Joseph. So far, he's hundreds of millions of dollars short. Now, at the end of our conversation, Pastor Gazowski said that he'd been summoned to meet a potential investor at the corner of Hollywood and Vine the next day. So we wanted to check in with him this week. Pastor Gazowski joins us from his church, the Voice of Pentecost in San Francisco. Pastor, thanks for being back with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Now, you said last week that a German man was supposed to meet you.
That's right. So we went at 12 noon out to Hollywood and Vine, and we waited there for 4.5 hours, and nobody showed up.
Mm. A practical question. Could you have just been on the wrong corner, the northeast corner rather than the southwest or something? Or?
Believe me, we checked. We checked about everybody walking by, because I've never met the man, though
yeah.
He's contacted me through emails. But I did get an email from him yesterday.
Oh, and?
No explanation about the meeting. But to tell you the truth, Scott, he asked the most hardest to deal with question.
Mm.
And that is, how would you like for a director like Mel Gibson to shoot the film and us to find a Hollywood company to produce the film? And so that question is hanging over me, which I'm going to answer today.
Pastor Gazowski, I'm not an expert on this, okay, but I have been to a couple of county fairs, and
okay.
And I'm from Chicago, okay?
Right.
This guy sounds to me like a fraud. Anyone can send you emails and say, would you like Mel Gibson to direct?
Yeah, right. It does, but actually, I don't believe he is. He's actually has financed a lot of things. I know his reputation.
But, I mean, did you say, how come you weren't at the corner of Hollywood and Vine?
No, because you don't bite the hand that might feed you, I guess is the way you would put it. You know what I mean? It's not about...
But this is a hand that didn't even show up.
Yeah, that's true. But
maybe that's him on the other line right now,
yeah,
Pastor.
Right? It could be.
So you're satisfied that this man is legitimate, even though you don't know anything about him?
I believe he's very serious.
Yeah.
I hope he is.
Well, what if you're just being played along by someone who is not this man?
Yeah. Scott, I could be played on, and I'm sure a lot of people have been played on. At the same time, we did stand on that corner for 4.5 hours. My family, too. My kids were with me, you know. And what my answer to them was simply this, is that, you know, there's an invisible world of God, angels, and whoever that's watching us. And they want to know if we're willing to stick it out.
So it sounds like you haven't lost even a scintilla of faith that this can be done.
No. I really do feel confident, not arrogant, mm-hmm. but confident.
Pastor Richard Gazowski from the Voice of Pentecost Church in San Francisco, thanks very much.
All right. God bless you now.